It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Oh yeah, better than this. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit. What's
better than this, guys? Me and dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network, and we are your hosts here on this edition of the show. I think it's Wednesday, and I guess the calendar tells us the NFL season's coming up here pretty soon, so we got to start talking about divisions, and today will be about the NFC West. Kyle, welcome.
No. Who cares? Who cares about the NFL when the XFL just dropped these bomb-ass video promos for all eight of their franchises?
Are you ready for my take or no? Do you have more to say?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm conflicted between three teams as far as who I'm going to give my heart to, but I can't commit without seeing
I can tell you
films.
Strongly I'm giving my heart to nobody.
Why?
Because I have seen these leagues come and go. I gave my heart to the Orlando Apollos, and it was gone before the season was over. And so until these damn leagues that aren't the NFL give me a reason to pay attention, I'm not going to.
It's not soft.
Orlando Apollos football was appointment TV for me. Watching Steve Spurrier coach football. Garrett Galbert. Yeah, it sucked. It sucked when they ripped my heart off and ended the league.
But here's the difference. Here's why I think the XFL will at least give you one full season of operations.
Yeah, let's give our heart to this. Yeah, we think we get a year out of them. Go ahead.
Vince McMahon is like the funding behind this project, and the XFL has much more stable financing for a year of operations versus what you saw with the AAF. And that's why the AAF got other investors involved, this guy who owned the Carolina Hurricanes. And like it ended up being this shady business deal, and they ended up ripping the bottom out from underneath of it. Like Vince ain't going to do that to his own money. And Vince isn't going to need investors to come in and help him fund it. Like he sold 10% of his WWE stock to fund this project and get it off the ground. They at least have the funding to get through a year, which is why I'm going to commit and invest myself to having a rooting interest.
The AAF embraced itself as the developmental league for the NFL. And the XFL is here to compete with the NFL. And I got an email from the vice president of communications from the XFL to tell me that Landry Jones could be the face of the league. Do you think I give a shit about that?
Here's the deal. They're not competing with the NFL because they're starting their season as soon as the NFL is over.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is they're not embracing the developmental component. The reason why this is necessary...
Because what incentive do the teams have to play ball in that capacity?
I mean, I like preseason football as much as the next guy, but I don't necessarily want to watch week four of the preseason after the NFL season with players that are there to compete with the league that I actually care about.
Then why did you like the AAF?
Because Steve Spurrier was in it.
Okay, so the only reason you liked the AAF at all was because Steve Spurrier.
Right, and then it was fun, and then I enjoyed it. Yeah, my team was good.
Okay, so what's not to say this can't be fun?
Because I got an email from the communications director trying to sell me on Landry Jones.
Okay.
Josh Dobbs and Mason Rudolph ended his career.
If you got an email from the communications director of the AAF saying Garrett Gilbert's going to be the face of our league, what would your reaction
I would
be?
Say, who's his coach? Oh, it's Steve Spurrier. Let's go.
Okay.
HBC.
You already have your mind made up. You're full of mud. You're so full of mud, your eyes
Everybody
are turning
knows
brown,
I don't have
Joe.
Time for anything.
Well, that's going to be the challenge, right?
I have even less time.
The league is taking place in our draft season. So that's the real
I already can see the tweets from the future from Kyle Krabs at Grind the Tape. Imagine not watching this Wyoming safety and watching the Rough Riders against the Dragons. Right? We all know it's coming.
No. I almost did that with
right.
the preseason.
You've done it before. It's on your resume.
Do you like any of the logos at least? We've got
Riders.
Like 45
yeah, Houston,
seconds before
Houston's
you
the one. If I'm picking a team, it's Houston.
Houston's a ripoff of
right?
the Oilers.
Fine. At least there's the H within the tower there. I can get behind it.
I like three. Can you guess which three I like? Let's see how well you know.
Let's see if I can. I've scrolled past this so many times. See if I can find it again. Okay, the three that Kyle likes. Your number one.
I don't know if I have them order. I don't know if I have the top three order. I just know there's three that have my consideration.
Okay, your three are. The Guardians, Battlehawks, and Renegades.
You're two for three.
Okay,
it's not bad.
Which one's not in?
Battle
okay,
Hawks.
That was one I was lukewarm on. The other one's going to be the Defenders.
No, I think the Defenders is the lamest
right,
concept of
okay.
all.
Okay, who is the Vipers?
No, the Dragons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That thing looks like a bad tattoo on a guy in the 70s, man. Like,
doesn't matter. We're talking Game of Thrones.
Right, it's cool, but like, hey, your logo's trash.
They could all be... What if they sign somebody whose name is Drogon?
Well, then we have a game changer.
Then you have to root for the league to succeed, right?
I don't know, man. Yes. In okay. February,
let's
I'm going to watch Guards from Nebraska instead of this. I'm telling you, man.
What if they sign somebody whose name is Poop Johnson?
That would help. These are the things that it has to do to help get my interest.
If you don't know who Poop Johnson is, he's actually a defensive tackle, right?
Yeah.
Who played for the CFL and was cut right before the start of the season. It's the greatest name of all time. So we need to root for that to happen. We need Poop Johnson in the XFL. So we're talking about the NFC West. Yep. We did pretty good. That was only 5 minutes
oh,
of
good,
XFL.
Good. We got through that quick.
Well, you didn't have too much
right.
to add, you
right.
negative Nancy.
Go Renegades. What is it? What is my team? The Battle Riders? What is it? Battle Necks?
What?
The Roughnecks, the Houston Roughnecks.
The Battle
I couldn't remember. Not invested.
Joe, who wins this division?
Rams.
NFC West? Do you think anybody has a chance to compete?
We'll play the season and find out.
Jesus.
I don't.
The dad jokes are getting worse by the day.
Yeah, I'm embracing myself. Seattle has Russ Wilson, right? And he's an exceptional quarterback. I mean, their identity's been defense, but I don't love their defensive personnel this year. Like, I feel like they've really taken a step back in terms of what they've had there. A lot of young players, a lot of players that are trying to find their way in the league that are playing big roles for this football team. And so, like, I love Bobby Wagner. I love Russell Wilson. There's just not enough else here, man.
All right. Hold on. I have an idea.
Okay.
I'm actually very excited about this idea.
Right.
Do you remember that schedule predictor that we did?
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
Okay.
For the NFC West.
Okay.
Okay. So to follow up with what you were saying, because I do want to have some organic conversation here like we had discussed before we got on the air and I throw you a total curveball. I think Seattle, you had bumped the stat between Russ and Tyler Lockett,
yeah,
right?
Unbelievable.
What an incredible statistic that was. So if you did not see that statistic, Russell Wilson throwing to Tyler Lockett last year produced a perfect quarterback rating. 158.3.
On 70 targets.
On 70 targets?
10 touchdowns. It's unbelievable.
That's incredible. Yeah. How did we not? How many times do you think that's happened in the
league?
I don't
know, especially with that many targets. Like, I mean, like your third tight end that leaked out into space and got two touchdowns. You know, like, I'm not talking about that guy. This is like a legit thing.
70 targets, 10 touchdowns, perfect passer rating on targets. That's incredible. And like Seattle's interesting, right? Because I think Chris Carson's really come into his own. He had a successful year last year. They've talked about how they want to get in the ball more on the backfield. We need to figure out what the DK Metcalf issue is. Just had minor knee surgery. They called it minor. I don't think there's such thing as minor knee surgery.
Injuries, man.
Especially with a guy with his injury history is very concerning. So I think Seattle has enough, especially with an intangibles quarterback like Russ Wilson, that is it, am I reaching to say he's comfortably the best quarterback in the division, Joe?
He is. Yeah. And just because he's on your team, he walks in the building and you're going to be 8-8, right?
You're going to win 10 games. You're going to win 10 games.
8 or 9.
At minimum.
8 to 10 wins you get because Russell Wilson's your quarterback.
Right. The reason why I coveted him above Goff is because what he can do off script was versus what I think Goff gives you off script.
Right? Goff's a good, really great quarterback. Russ is just one of the best three in the league.
You know, I had heard an interesting soundbite from Greg Cosell. I want your reaction to this. He compared Josh Rosen to Jared Goff, and the thought process was highly intelligent player who's functionally athletic within the pocket, but not enough to be a threat outside the pocket, who really just needs to have the information presented to him in a way that makes the light bulb come on. And he could be very good, even if he does have his own set of athletic limitations.
That's exactly right. But he hadn't had that yet.
Correct. But Jared Goff, you saw what happened when Sean McVay came in, and it's like the light bulb came on, and suddenly he's put up tremendous statistics. And, you know, for as much as we knock the Rams for what happened down the stretch last year, right? Because I think that's the people that want to poke holes in the Rams, that's where they start, right? Is, well, you know, Gurley got banged up towards the end of the year, and once Cooper Kupp went out, the passing game really fizzled on the Rams. And you saw C.J. Anderson come in and take over, and the Rams really leaned on C.J. Anderson. So why are we going to buy this team down the stretch again this year? But I think the Rams in their core, they have so much at their disposal. You know, this is the best wide receiver core that doesn't have like a true alpha. And I don't want to sell Brandon Cook short. But if you think alpha receivers, do you think?
No, Brandon Cook's been unbelievably productive since he walked on the NFL for three different teams.
Right. For, three consecutive 1,000-yard receiving seasons for three separate teams.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, he's a phenomenal vertical receiver. He's kind of a chunk play guy, and that's fine. But I think the Rams overall, I like their nucleus better than the Seahawks, even if the Seahawks, I think, have the biggest difference maker in Russell Wilson. So I think that at least makes it interesting, Joe. Before we get into the schedule concept, because that we can make that happen fairly quickly, we might debate a little bit. Let's talk about the Cardinals and 49ers.
Let's start with the 49ers, a team that finished in the top 16 in both offense and defense last year, but you know, obviously, they just didn't get enough pressure on the quarterback. They didn't get enough turnovers, only intercepted 2 passes last year. But there's a lot of belief in this football team, right? I mean, Jimmy G has shown flashes back in 2017. Now, only in a 3-game sample size in 2018, he wasn't that good. And so we're still trying to find out what he is in year 6 of his career, right? There's a lot to learn there, but there's a lot to like about the weapons, a lot of the versatility with these weapons. Both at receiver and tight end and running back. And Kyle Shanahan is praised for his offensive mind. And so you like to think this offense can be really good. And defensively, I like this front 7. But
if they're healthy.
You're right. I mean, Bosa's already got a problem with his knee. And, I mean, they're investing in guys with injury histories. Like Jason Verrett would have been great. But, like, he's already hurt too. And he always is hurt. So, like, can this 49ers defense take a step forward without some of those acquisitions they brought in really helping? I know Dee Ford's going to be big for them, but I just don't know if this is anything more than like a 6-9 win team.
Best player on each side of the ball for the San Francisco 49ers is who?
DeForest Buckner on defense.
No question. What a tremendous breakout.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get big money at the end of this year.
Is it still Joe Staley on offense?
Yeah, I thought about it, but like George Kittle just set the record for receiving yards by tight end last year, year 2 of his career, man. He's good.
Yeah, so if you want a weapon, George Kittle, no question. Joe Staley has a little bit more of the track record to his name. How worried are we about the San Francisco secondary? Is weird.
Extremely weird.
Like they have some of these like attractive nickel hybrid type. Like, remember they took Jimmy Ward in 2014 and they have Jaquiski Tartt, who was kind of cut from the same cloth and has developed into a better football player. Jason Verrett, as you mentioned, is banged up. Richard Sherman's 31 yeah. now. Like, they're really banking on, it seems like, the pass rush improvements covering on the back end with some, I don't want to say liabilities, but some risks that they're taking on the back end.
Yeah, it's a weird group. And think about the offenses in this division with the Rams, with what Arizona's going to look like. I mean, they're probably better suited to face up against like Seattle, but, you know, I talk pace and space all the time and I like their backers, but on their secondary, I got some questions about their ability to just like remain in phase athletically.
Well, then let's also remember Quan Alexander missed tackle rate is
right.
Alarming.
Yeah. Right, and they're paying him a gazillion dollars, man.
Yes. They paid him, you know, they backed the Brinks truck up to get Quan Alexander to move out of Tampa to come out West. So, I like some of the pieces. As you said, I think the front seven has a lot of likable players, but this is a team that I think will have its depth challenged again this year. And I don't think they have the consistent cornerstone players on either side of the football at this point in Richard Sherman's career. And with the quarterback situation and the questions that we have Jimmy Garoppolo, I'm still not buying in on him based on what we saw in his three-game sample size, and the fact that he started, what, 10 games? Career,
yeah.
10
yeah.
games?
Less than every 2018 first-round quarterback has.
We don't know who he is yet. And I get being optimistic, but I'm not going to buy in. And I don't think this team's going to end up winning more than 7 games, tops. I just don't I can't convince myself to buy right. in, because so much has to go
right. I agree, and they're in a tough division. I think they're the third best team.
Which brings us to Arizona. This is a fascinating story, right?
Very.
Team drafts a quarterback at 10. They trade him and take another quarterback at 1 because he's a quote, at quoting Steve Keim here, direct quote, generational talent. Seems like we hear that for 5 guys every draft class, so I'm not sure how relevant that phrase is anymore. But they've pegged Kyler Murray as a generational talent, which to me just sounds like something I would really like to say if my owner was concerned with selling tickets. But they hire Cliff Kingsbury, who failed forward so much that he arguably got a job upgrade the first time when he got fired at Texas Tech and then went to be the offensive coordinator at USC, and then left USC to become the head coach of the Cardinals. What are the odds of this thing with Cliff Kingsbury, like, legit working at the NFL level?
I don't know, man. It's really weird to me. There might be some element of it being ahead a little bit, and it'll take a little bit of time for the defenses in the league to catch up to it. But some of that's lost by having, you know, a big jump for your quarterback, and, you know, a lot of their skill guys are younger that they're counting on to really round out the receiving core, and an offensive line that's still not very good.
Did you see their game against the Raiders?
Yes.
Cardinals offensive line got their ass right. kicked.
And that's not even a great front seven.
Like, Mo Hurst and Cleveland Farrell whooped those boys up front. Whooped them.
What's weird about this team is its defense, because they brought in some veterans. I mean, they have Terrell Suggs, and they have Chandler Jones, and they have Jordan Hicks, and Tremaine Brock, and DJ Swearinger. Like, veteran guys in the NFL came here to play. They don't have him anymore. Robert Alford, who got hurt.
They threw money at some of these
Brooks
guys.
Brooks Reed, yeah.
This is you're not wrong. This is a fascinating defense. And I think this defense has talent. You know, you think about if they're going to run 3-4, Vance Joseph has – they're running a 3-4 with the depth chart. And the front line looks like Rodney Gunter, Corey Peters, Zach Allen. That's not great. I like Zach Allen. I had him a little bit higher than where he got drafted. The linebacker group is really fascinating, isn't it? Suggs, Chandler Jones as your pass rushers on the outside, and then Hassan Reddick and Jordan Hicks as an athletic duo in the middle.
I mean, they had 49 sacks last year, Kyle. They're a good pass rushing team.
Yeah.
They added Suggs.
And then you look in the secondary, and Pat Pete's going to be suspended for the first six games, but they got Byron Murphy with the 33rd pick. They still have Buda Baker, who can play in the slot, play deep safety. You got DJ Swearinger rolling around back there. Like,
I think Robert Alford's a big loss for them.
Yeah, it is. No question. Because now the other corner is who? Tremaine Brock?
Yeah.
Unless it's going to be Byron Murphy.
It's going to have to step up, and that's going to put more on guys like Deontay Thompson. And remember, Jalen Thompson, a player they went out and got in the supplemental draft.
Here's the problem with this team. I think this coaching staff stinks.
It does.
Even Vance Joseph, like defensive coordinator, like Vance Joseph, for being a defensive coach, like he got hired for a year in Miami in 2017 with the Dolphins, or 2016 with the Dolphins. The defense sucked. It was terrible. Right.
And he got a head job. It's unbelievable.
And they failed forward into a head coaching job with the Broncos. Weird, and what did the Broncos do when under Vance Joseph?
Had the time of their lives, brother.
That's very true. Defensively, they were 22nd and 13th in points, coming off of back-to-back top five in points defensively.
David Johnson, Charles Clay, Larry Fitzgerald, Kevin White.
No, we're not going to make Kevin White a thing. He's not a thing until he proves he can be a thing.
Like older injured players. Older or injured players.
Yes.
But these are important players for this football team, guy.
You're forgetting Andy Isabel. Andy Isabel is probably going to lead this team in
reception. If he can catch the ball.
We'll just stick it on his chest. Do you see Hakeem Butler's really struggled for
them? I hate
them?
To hear that. No, I didn't see that.
He's apparently really struggled with drops and separation.
Oh, weird.
Same things he struggled with.
A lot easier to go get those footballs against corners from Baylor, isn't it?
So here's the thing. Like,
Cardinals fans are pretty mad at us right now. Big.
No, here, I'm going to throw him a bone right now. I think I might like the Cardinals' defense as a whole more than the 49ers.
Oh, really? I like the 49ers a lot better on defense. But that's at least interesting. A lot better on defense. That's interesting.
I think the back seven for Arizona is better than the back seven for San Francisco.
Not if with Pat Pete, that makes it a conversation, in my opinion.
Yes, I mean, I'm including Pat Pete.
Yeah, I mean, that makes it interesting.
I would give the San Francisco 49ers the nod on the front with all the investments that they've made with Nick Bosa. Again, assuming they're healthy. But I think this is the worst team, and you have a rookie quarterback with a bad coaching staff.
All right, so we're doing some kind of schedule thing?
Yeah, so here's the cool thing about this. We can pick the division, the games, and then when we come back tomorrow, I can close the browser and then open it back up, and it will have it saved. So we can do the entire NFL.
Oh, God. Okay.
In one run.
And we only have to predict the game once, right? So like
correct. So like if the West plays looks like the NFC South. So when we do the NFC South, all the games against the West will already be picked.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So like this might take a little long to do the first time, but I'm hoping to be done in like 10 minutes.
All right, let's go. So we have to agree. You and I have to agree on this. This is Draft Dudes brand NFL prediction rankings. Woo! Yes. All right.
Our official NFL prediction. So we'll do the Rams. We'll do them in the order that we seem to like the teams and see how it turns out. We have Rams, Seahawks, 49ers, Cardinals.
All right. So we're
see if it plays out that way.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. I got the Rams schedule up so I can look along with you.
Rams at Panthers.
I hate that game so much. I think it's the Rams, though.
Season opener. Coming off the Super Bowl loss.
Yeah, especially, Carolina, Cam's playing for like the first time tomorrow. They're not going to be ready.
Saints at Rams.
Oh, God.
Revenge game.
For the Saints.
Yeah, but they got to go out west.
Yeah. What do you want to do here? I can go either way on that.
I think they'll win one of the next two games.
All right. Well, we have to be specific with it, though. So,
well, let's give them the home.
Give them the home win. They're going to lose at Cleveland. They're going into Cleveland and winning, in my opinion, on Sunday Night Football.
Okay, then let's flip it around. And give them the Saints.
Okay.
So go win at Panthers, loss at home to Saints in revenge game for the Saints. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
And then win in Cleveland.
Yeah, I think they're going to be Cleveland.
Home against the Tampa Bay Bucks. W. Win. Rams at Seahawks on Thursday night.
Normally struggle? See, that's tough. That's on the road. Let's see what they did last year in Seattle. They beat Seattle in Seattle 33-31. They beat them both times last year.
So not only Seattle do, but home games or home teams traditionally do quite well.
Yeah, let's go with Seattle on that game.
Yep. Home against the 49ers. On the road against the Falcons.
I think that's a tough game. I think especially gave them the win over Cleveland. I think Atlanta's better than Cleveland.
Again, coming to the East Coast.
Give them a loss there. Yeah.
Give me the Falcons. Home against the Bengals. All right, so we're at the halfway point. The Rams are 5-3. It's not good, Joe.
Page for 10-6.
Coming off the bye, does 10-6 win this
division?
We're
going to find out.
All right. Coming off the bye, Rams at Steelers.
I love coming off the bye is a big reason why I think they're going to win. I mean, that's it.
I mean, they'll change their travel schedule to not be
McVay off the bye wins that game.
Yes, I agree. Home against the Bears.
They had their way with the Bears last year, didn't they?
No, the Bears exposed.
Was that what happened?
That was the 12-10 game. Like, the Bears just ripped them up on defense. 15-6,
you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to take the lead on this one. I'm stuck.
I think the Rams win. I think the Bears are due for a little bit of a regression. I still think the Bears will be a good football team this year, but I can't see McVay after the mistakes that he openly admitted, like that team was made going into the Super Bowl as far as adjustments and stuff like that. I think he'll learn from that last
and their home
loss. I think this will be a win
for
the Rams.
I like it.
Okay. Home against the
Ravens.
I like
that as a win for them.
Win. I'll take that. On the road against the Cardinals coming off the bye. Cardinals are on the bye. Win. Doesn't matter. Right. Bad team. Seahawks at Rams.
Yeah.
We gave the Seahawks a win on Thursday night.
Yeah, they're not beating them twice. That's right.
Rams at Cowboys.
So this was, I mean,
you need Dallas in this
game. You want Dallas here?
I like Dallas.
And they beat them last year in the playoffs. So LA did, right?
Yes.
All right, let's go Dallas.
It's a close game. Let's go Dallas. I think Dallas is primed for a good season. Yep. We already know this about me. Rams at 49ers. Win for Rams. Cardinals at Rams. Win. 12-4.
So we have 5-3 and finishing 7-1. All right, so the schedule opens up a lot easier after the bye. Well, actually,
They softened they got two tough games against Chicago, three tough games: Chicago, Seattle, and Dallas. But two of those three are at home.
Yeah. Okay. So 12-4. I mean that's right
where we'd expect.
And we didn't always give them the benefit of the doubt. I feel good with that.
And they went 7-1 at home, 5-3 on the road.
Who's next? The Seahawks.
All right. Seattle Seahawks. Bengals at Seahawks.
God. Okay, win.
Win. Win. Seahawks at Steelers. This is what I mean. You think Pittsburgh's gonna win the North? They got a tough schedule.
Well, they're at home here.
They are.
I want to say Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh's a better team. And they're home.
You think Pittsburgh's a better team than Seattle?
At home too. Yeah.
All right, I'm not going to fight it that hard because we got to keep the line moving here. Saints at Seahawks. Wow, Saints play Rams and Seahawks back-to-back. weeks 2 and 3.
Seattle's hosting. I think New Orleans is going to beat them.
I think the Saints are the favorite to be the one seed, yeah. Right? Even playing the Falcons twice and the Panthers twice.
Yeah.
In that division. Okay. Seahawks at Cardinals. Wins. Seahawks. We've already picked Seahawks over Rams week 5. Seattle traveling to Cleveland.
That's a game I can see Cleveland winning. You agree or
I do. I'm just thinking about it. It's a home game.
That's what I was thinking there.
Ravens at Seahawks.
It's going to be a physical game.
Physical game.
I think Seattle can win. Seattle's at home. They're going to win that game.
Yeah. A lot of speed, though. Yeah. That'll be fun. Physical, but speedy on the outside. Seahawks at Falcons.
I think Atlanta wins that game.
Yep. Bucks, Seahawks. Seahawks win this game. Monday Night Football, Seahawks at 49ers.
I want to look at last year's results against the 49ers.
I think they split. Did they split?
They beat them. Yeah, they split. The second one, they killed them the first time. It was an overtime loss the second time for Seattle.
Was that in San Francisco?
They lost in overtime at San Francisco 26-23.
Well, I mean, to be fair to San Francisco, this is after the first 2 months of the season, so they stand a chance to win the game.
I can see this be. I mean, do we think they're going to beat San Francisco twice?
I think they should beat San Francisco twice. I don't know if they will beat San Francisco twice, but they should beat San Francisco twice.
Going into the bye too, Monday Night Football.
Come on, Russ is going to play good with the primetime
win.
Lights on.
Yep.
Win. Coming off the bye, Seahawks
at
Eagles.
You hate to see it, but they're going to lose that game.
They are going to lose the game. Eagles are a good team this year, man. Vikings coming off the bye in Seattle against the Seahawks on Monday Night Football.
I mean, wow, Minnesota's a tough team to figure out.
Win.
It's in Seattle on Monday night.
Yes, but the Vikings are coming
off the bye. Oh, that's very helpful for them. They play like 4 straight primetime games, Seattle does right here. Ridiculous.
But they go Monday Night Football, bye week, and then they go Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football.
If DK Metcalf's good to be.
Must be good to have a franchise quarterback.
Bills play every week at 1 o'clock except for the Dallas Thanksgiving game. I'm going to have to defer to you here. I don't feel good about this one.
Well, we have it popped off between losing to the Rams on Sunday Night Football and losing to the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. To be fair to the Seahawks, the Vikings are coming off the bye, but the Seahawks get an extra day because it's Monday night. And it's at home.
Seahawks are good at home. Let's give them a win. But then they're going to go lose in LA.
Right now we have
already picked that, right?
Right now we have them 5-1 at home.
We respect the 12s.
We're respecting the 12s. Seahawks at Panthers, week 15. We've already given them a loss week 14 to the Rams.
Is Cam Newton still able to throw footballs?
Does it matter?
You think they're just going to go into Carolina and win the game?
Yeah. I think Carolina's probably a 500 football team.
Seattle beat Carolina last year 30-27 in Carolina.
And they got to go to Carolina again.
I don't feel comfortable with it. Okay.
Let's skip it. We'll come back to this game. Week 16, Cardinals at Seahawks. Seahawks. Week 17, 49ers at Seahawks. So right now we have them at 9-6, and we can't decide Seahawks at Panthers.
This is a pivotal game.
It is a pivotal game. That's why I think they know they've got a rough stretch where they play off the bye. They play Eagles, Vikings, Rams. They go 1-2. This is a must-win game.
Do we have them at 1-2?
Yeah, we have them losing to
the Eagles. And they play Sunday Night Football. They have a shorter week, and they're going and playing a 1 o'clock East Coast game in Carolina. I don't think that they can't win the game. It's just Carolina is just so hard for me to gauge what's going to be happening with them at that point in the season.
All right. Well, let's go to the Cardinals. We'll come back to this. Keep the line moving. We'll let it still.
We got to find a win here. This is going to be the challenge. Oh, they might get – yeah.
For the Cardinals? No, we got to do 49ers first. I'm sorry. 49ers at Buccaneers.
Win? I don't know.
Is it? Give me the Bucs, man. They got Buck Bruce.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here's the good news, 49ers fans. You get your win right here. 49ers at Bengals.
Wins. We're not going to have any wins for the Bengals, 49ers. Man. God.
No, we're not. We'll find one. They play the Dolphins. It's all right. Steelers at 49ers.
I think Steelers has beat them.
I agree. They have an early bye, too. That sucks. They got a week 4 bye. So week 5, they host the Browns. Coming off
on Sunday night football, huh? No, Monday night football.
Monday night football. You get 15 days off to play to prep for the Browns.
That's certainly helpful. And it's at home.
And it's a West Coast.
I think that could be a, sneaky win there for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we have them losing week 6 to the Rams. They play the Redskins week 7 in Washington. That could be a win.
It's a win.
All right. Panthers coming off the bye week 8 in San Francisco against the 49ers. Yes, I think they're a better team and they're coming off the bye, so it mitigates the travel. Then they have a short week and have to go to Arizona to play the Cardinals. Short week Thursday night game. Give me the Cardinals.
Yeah, there's got to be a disappointing loss for a team that you're not expecting to do everything they're supposed to do.
Yep. We have them losing week 10 to the Seattle Seahawks. Cardinals come to town the next week, win for 49ers. Okay. Packers coming off the bye.
Oh, gosh, they're playing another team off a bye? Packers beating them.
Yeah, they got a bunch of teams off the bye. They got to travel east and come play the Ravens. Ravens win that game. Then they got to travel the following week to New Orleans. That's lose. Play the Saints. Okay. This is the last game we have to pick for the 49ers. Because we have them losing to the Rams week 16 and have them losing to the Seahawks week 17. Week 15, home against the Falcons.
Beat them. What's the record? What are they?
4-12.
Oh, God.
4-12. Woo! Now, we could have given them a road win week 1 against the Bucs.
They know.
But we gave them the win against Washington.
If the 49ers are good, they're going to flex on us for months.
Well,
what were their 4 wins?
We took 2 wins from them that we gave them wins against the Bengals week 2, the Browns
that was
week
aggressive.
5,
okay.
The Redskins week 7, and the Cardinals week 11.
The only thing that I feel like somewhat bad, Tampa, the Tampa game and the first Arizona game are like the 2 that I think maybe.
But even still, they're 6-10.
I know, it's still not that good, but they got to find a win one of those 2 games.
Do we want to flip one? Do we have buyer's remorse?
Which one? The Cardinals? The Cardinals are going to go 0-16.
Cardinals have to have a win, and the week 1 game, I could give to the 49ers.
All right, instead of 10. Let's do that. 5-11.
I think that's unless you're going to seriously, like, we have them going 0-2 to the Seahawks. We have them going 0-2 to the Rams. Are they stealing one of those games?
No, they're not.
No, I don't think so either. All right. So
all right,
we have
it is
5-11.
What it is. Sorry, your schedule's hard.
Cardinals.
Don't tell you.
Oh, you know what? Cardinals are going to get another win.
Because they're going to play the Bengals?
No, they're playing
the
Lions.
Yeah, but
week 1.
The Lions are a better team than the Cardinals.
Yeah, but the Cardinals have the total
Matt Patricia against Kyler Murray? Come on, dude.
Yeah, you're right. I wanted to give it to
you. Can't do it, man. You see Kyler on Hard Knocks. Did you watch Hard Knocks on Tuesday night? Oh, so he no, after the game, he goes up to who was it on the Raiders? Was it Antonio Brown? I think it was Antonio Brown. He was talking to Antonio Brown after the game. Or some prominent Raiders player. I can't believe I can't remember this. But anyways, here's what you need to know. Kyler goes up to him and says, "Man, why are you guys sending all those guys at me, man?" And he's like, he goes, that's what he gets. He's like, "Dude, you're a rook, man. That's what's going to happen. Come on, dude. You think Patricia's going to unload on you? They won't score a point."
Wow.
Yeah, okay, I get aggressive, but the Lions win. All right, moving on.
I already conceded the game. Let's not bury their bodies. Cardinals at
Ravens. That's a fun game. Ravens I want to watch win. That.
Panthers at Cardinals.
Panthers win.
Panthers win this football game. Week four, we have them losing at home to Seattle. Week five, they play the Bengals.
Come on, the Bengals got to win a game too, right? Like,
what do you want to give them
this game? Yeah, if it was in Arizona, I can get behind it, but they're coming to Cincy. Yeah.
All right. Home Loss. Against the Falcons. Loss, I agree. Falcons win this game. On the road against the Giants.
I can see it.
I'll give him this game.
Yeah.
I'll give him that game, yeah. Loss. On the road against the Massacre. Saints. Saints win that game. Week nine, we have them beating on Thursday Night Football the 49ers at home. Week 10, on the road against the Bucs. Oh, the Arians revenge game. Right, the Bucs have to win this game. Oh, it's going to be a massacre. We then have the 49ers winning at home. They're on the bye week 12. We have them losing at home coming off the bye against the Rams. Then Loss. They play the Steelers. And then they Loss. Play the Browns. And then they play the Seahawks and Rams again.
What are they 2-14?
They're 2-14, but they're five games after the bye. Are Rams, right. Steelers, Browns,
Seahawks, how are you doing? They're 0-5. I mean, they're not winning any of those games.
Oh, dear. So here's how we have it playing out. We now need to pick the Seahawks
game. Okay, what is it now? Panthers.
It's week 15. Seahawks at Panthers. With the Seahawks coming off losses in two of their last three games to the Eagles.
All right, in a gotta-have-it game, give me Seattle.
Thank you. Common sense prevails. Our final predictions for the NFC West, Rams 12-4, 5-1 against the division. Seahawks 10-6, 5-1 against the division. San Francisco 5-11, 1-5 against the division. And the Arizona Cardinals 2-14, 1-5 against the division.
Okay. We should do like the AFC East last. Because that way we're predicting it from the other team's perspective and getting ourselves out of the way.
Yep. So that way we don't have to, you know, people, you want to do that? Let's listen to Finnit to win it and locked on Bills. Hope you guys enjoyed. This one went long, but these will be quicker as we go because we won't have to bicker about the NFL.
Don't lie to the people.
And we've always. But you know what? We've already – the only three divisions that we haven't picked at least one game for every team right now are the AFC South, East, and West.
Coming soon.
South already has four games picked for each of their teams on the NFC side. The AFC North already has four teams picked on each side. It's going to be fun. Yeah. I mean, this is exciting. This is a good idea. I like this. Come back, see how the rest of it plays out. We'll be back tomorrow at Grinding the Tape at the Joe Marino. Thanks as always for listening to the Draft Dudes podcast.